On the KSRO live line this morning is North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman. Congressman Huffman, good morning. A busy day for Washington, D.C. and the rest of the world, too. Let's talk about the ICE raids this weekend. Yeah. How concerned should the North Bay be?
I'm afraid to say they should be very concerned. We know that President Trump has been wanting to do this kind of highly visible, kind of shock the consciousness raid. Obviously, he's got people in his administration pushing to do it as well. And they've managed over the course of weeks and months to clear away the people within Homeland Security that want to keep families together and that are sensitive to these things. So the conditions are essentially set for this, and I think we should take it very, very seriously.
Yes, he's talked about San Francisco in particular more than once. And also there is word about collateral damage as far as this is concerned, the folks who are not the targets necessarily, but could be picked up anyway.
The fact that they're openly bragging about collateral deportation is another reason to take this very seriously. And I think one of the most important things that the immigrant community can do in Sonoma County is to just know your rights. You don't have to open the door. ICE agents are not allowed to enter your home without your permission. That's the most important thing.
And also we have rapid response teams that have been in play now for years, really, but the last couple of years in particular, we'll see what happens with that. There's supposed to be a press conference, Congressman Huffman, this afternoon by the president. He's going to talk about the citizenship question on the census.
This is fascinating, and you know, one more red flag that we have a lawless rogue president. The Supreme Court has told this administration very clearly, you can't do this. You can't put this insidious citizenship question on the census. And President Trump, now that he has his type of attorney general, is going to try to do it anyway, and we'll find out, I presume today, what type of legal rationale they're going to offer to ignore the Supreme Court decision and try to move forward. Obviously, we'll challenge this. I feel very good about our chances in court, but it's going to be interesting to see how far they want to push it, and it may be another one of these essentially constitutional crises that this administration likes to create.
And here we are, you know, really on the cusp, on the verge of this census. And, you know, the amount of people who fill it out obviously affects you in particular, affects all of us across the board. So this is an important juncture in terms of making sure that as many residents as possible fill that thing out.
It really is. And these two issues that we're discussing, the incitement of fear through these highly visible raids, all of these heavy-handed actions at the border, and then the census and the attempts to deter immigrants from stepping forward and identifying themselves, being part of the count, they're related, obviously. The Trump administration really wants to drive down Latino participation in the census in order to essentially win strategic favor in redistricting and set things up for the next 10 years for Republican gerrymandering.
Do you feel fairly assured that the president will blame you and the other Democrats for the raids coming up this weekend?
Well, I'm sure he will. That's his style. It's not logical. I mean, we have done everything we reasonably can, including, unfortunately, passing a $4.5 billion supplemental border bill a couple of weeks ago that didn't include enough sideboards and safeguards in it. That's why I had to vote against the final version of it. But we desperately needed to send humanitarian relief to the border. So he's got all the funding he needs. The real problem is we haven't been able to put adequate safeguards into this legislation, and he's abusing it.
Anything else in particular we should be paying attention to right now, Congressman Huffman?
The other big thing in Washington this week, Pat, is the defense authorization. And this is one where historically these things have been very bipartisan. I personally have never voted for a defense authorization. I've always found that we just throw massive amounts of money at the Pentagon to fund weapon systems they don't even want. It's always been a very troubling bill for me. This year, I'm happy to say, with the new Democratic majority, we have secured a whole bunch of important reforms, reining in President Trump and his ability to potentially take us to war in Iran, trying to stop these terrible Saudi weapon sales that are supporting this unconscionable war in Yemen, ending the transsexual ban in the military, addressing finally military sexual assault. I mean, it's a long list of really overdue reforms that we've been able to put into this bill. The numbers are still too high. We spend too much on defense. But I think for the first time, I may well be voting in favor of a defense authorization. And at least for me, that's new and different.
Well, thanks for being with us this morning, Congressman Huffman. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
That's North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman on KSRO.